When will the end of the world take place? Does the Bible say anything about the end of human history? In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus was asked about the sign of his coming and the end of this age. He gave prophecies of many events to happen before his return. He said there would be religious deception, wars and rumors of wars, famines, disease epidemics and earthquakes, all leading to a time of great tribulation when mankind would be on the verge of destroying all life on the earth if the time wasn't cut short. Then Jesus prophesied there would be heavenly signs, and he would return with power and great glory. These prophetic events are described in more detail in our booklets, Are We Living in the Time of the End? And You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. While Jesus gave his disciples signs to watch for that indicated his return, he stated clearly that no one knows the exact date except his Father. In Mark chapter 13, verse 32, we read, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Matthew's account puts it this way, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. The Bible does not tell us the date Jesus Christ will return to save humanity from destroying ourselves. But it does promise that Christ will return and set up a government that will bring peace and prosperity to this earth. In the meantime, God warns of rampant deception and tells us not to be fooled by those who claim secret knowledge of his return. What are we to do? The purpose of the biblical prophecies and warning signs is to remind us of our need to always be growing closer to God and to be spiritually ready. We need to be preparing spiritually for Christ's return and the end of this world now, in this year and every year. "Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.